From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama again sought to reassure Americans about security at home after terror attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino, California. Speaking at the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia, Thursday, Mr. Obama told Americans they should remember there are what he called dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect them.
Across the country, more than 100 joint terrorism task forces are the action arm of this fight, federal, state, and local experts all working together to disrupt threats.
The president has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino, California attacks were carried out. The man who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in San Bernardino was charged Thursday with supporting terrorism, lying about a gun purchase, and immigration fraud. The FBI arrested Enrique Marquez on Thursday. He faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Marquez legally bought the weapons that Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani-born wife Tashfeen Malik used in the California massacre. Investigators determined that Marquez originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot that he and Farooq allegedly drew up in 2012. Members of Libya's rival governments, that is, have signed a peace deal despite concerns about the legitimacy of the much-disputed pact. Delegates signed the UN-mediated agreement Thursday at a ceremony in Morocco. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.